Unit 3, 21. One exercise in teamwork I do at a company retreat is to put the group in a circle. At one particular retreat, there were 8 people in the circle, and I slowly handed tennis balls to one person to start throwing around the circle. If N equals the number of people in the circle, then the maximum number of balls you can have in motion is N minus 1. Why? Because it's almost impossible to throw and catch at the same time. The purpose of the exercise is to demonstrate the importance of an individual's action. People are much more concerned about catching the ball than throwing it. What this demonstrates is that it's equally important to the success of the exercise that the person you're throwing to catches the ball as that you are able to catch the ball. If you're less concerned about how you deliver information than with how you receive it, you'll ultimately fail in delegation. You have to be equally skilled at both. Unit 3, 22. Sensory-specific satiety is defined as a decrease in appetite or the subjective liking for the food that is consumed, with little change in the hedonics of uneaten food. As a result of sensory-specific satiety, when people consume a variety of foods, they tend to overeat. A greater variety of food leads people to eat more than they would otherwise. So, being full and feeling sated are separate matters. The recovery of appetite or the motivation to eat is apparent to anyone who has consumed a large meal and is quite full and does not require additional energy or nutrients to meet their daily needs, but decides to consume additional calories after seeing the dessert cart. Small changes in the sensory properties of foods are sufficient to increase food intake. For example, subjects who were presented with different shapes of pasta showed increased hedonic ratings and increased energy consumption relative to subjects eating only a single shape of pasta.